Welcome to Thought Culture Roulette for all your thought culture needs. We're America's podcast. All right, welcome everybody. Well, it's been about a month, so well, we don't apologize for shit here, so why start now? But I am welcomed by the original cast, Justin
Going on
and Jeremy.
Easter. Wait,
So
what month is it?
I don't even know.
October, Nudie Magazine Day.
Oh,
Nudie Magazine Day, Mr. Penguin. Normally not what we're doing and not the topic for today, but do you think Happy Gilmore 2 is a good idea, bad idea? Like, is it?
bad idea.
Only time will tell.
I love Happy Gilmore is one of my all-time favorites. It's easily my top three favorite Adam Sandler. But I don't know if I want a sequel this many years later. I mean, we did that episode a couple months ago. A very, very mixed bag of waiting just for a sequel.
Yeah, bad idea.
So anyway, today we are going to discuss people who went. I don't have a good reason. It just came across my area and topics to possibly talk about. I know sometimes we like to get a little spooky. I know we're past spooky season, but I figured maybe just to kind of try to keep it alive a little bit.
It's always spooky season on this podcast.
Oh.
So I figured let's talk about some vaguely famous people who went straight up missing.
All
So
right, all right.
they left their house one day and were never seen or heard from again.
Is like Rick Moranis one of those people because he just stopped acting?
No, because we know where he
All
is.
right.
He just chooses not to be there.
Okay, so
We're going to
not
talk.
that, not that kind of
No,
missing.
no. We're going to talk about. Let's get the biggest one out of the way first. The one that has probably got some of the most conspiracy theories behind it. Amelia Earhart.
Ah, yeah.
So she went missing in 1937. While attempting to be the first woman to circle the globe, she disappeared after last being seen around New. There are so many conspiracy theories. I mean, the obvious one, not really a conspiracy, like the plane crash, right? Like something happened, mechanical failure. I want to make the obvious joke about a woman flying. Anyway, it crashed. There's a lot of them saying that she was captured by the Japanese. But that doesn't necessarily fit with the timeline because I don't know where we stood with them in 1937 because that was slightly before that other thing that happened right after 1937.
Yeah.
Aliens kidnapped her. Always a favorite. In fact, there's going to be a lot of that.
Aliens. When in doubt, aliens.
And then one of the more crazy conspiracy theories is that she actually completed the film. When she was done, she didn't want to be famous, so she changed her name to Irene Kregmai Bolin and moved to New Jersey and became a baker.
All right.
In fact, that theory apparently at some point got so famous that the real Irene Kregmai Bolin sued multiple people for claiming that she was Amelia Earhart and won.
That sounds like a good cover. Yeah.
I mean, here's a woman who was at the time ridiculously famous. Like, I mean, this was like the level of fame that, like, maybe not like a Kim Kardashian level fame, but like definitely like people knew who she was. And like she reveled in it. Like that was like she wanted to be. So why in the world would she do what she said she was going to do and then change her name to become?
I know. Could make more, could make more dough that way.
Oh,
Oh, I'm out. See ya. All
that's it.
well, just remember the stupid. I mean,
Just close laptop, walk away.
but yeah, I mean, so Amelia, I mean, we could spend an entire, well, better podcasts than us have done entire episodes on Amelia Earhart and what happened. And what, we're going to just kind of briefly touch on a bunch of famous people.
We're better than any of those schmuck
Well,
that
that's
tried to
because,
cover this.
yeah, we don't actually do real research here. We just barely read pages.
That's all we
But
do.
very. Think she was pictured on a dock with some Asian men, so I thought we said
Okay. I
with her
mean,
Lockheed Martin being towed behind a boat.
right.
Oh, okay. All right. I that was not one of the conspiracy theories that I had. Well, I guess if she was captured by.
Yeah, and then they scrapped her plane. The Americans knew about it, but they didn't want to know that they deciphered the Japanese code, so they sacrificed her.
Oh, very recently, like within like a week of us, of me deciding to do this topic, an article came out that they found a plane-shaped object in the area where they think she went missing.
The Marshall Islands.
But apparently, because of the weather and because of the fact that people don't really see any effort, it's going to take a while to get down there. But it's in one of those weird, like, ghost zone triangles that the ocean has. But, you know, they were doing some drone imaging, and they found sonar imaging of what, like, would have been the exact shape of her in the general vicinity. I think she, that might be solved already. But anyway, let's get into some of the less famous ones. These are still famous people. We have Richie Edwards.
Down from there, you dope.
He was a guitarist for the Maniac Street Preachers. Not Maniac, sorry. I knew I was going to say the Manic Street. They were...
We're sticking with who?
Mid-early 90s alternative, like shoegazing, like British pop. British pop is probably alternative, you know, band. They had a couple minor hits. He was a guitarist for them. He left on February 1st, 95. He cleared out his London hotel room, said he was going to drive to Wales, and was never seen or heard from him. They didn't even find the car.
Oh, now that one's alien.
A lot of people just assumed because he was famous and he was in a band, that definitely on the opier side of things.
Was he that famous, though?
He's not super famous. I mean, more famous than we are, but we're heading that way. We're going to get here eventually. That most people think he committed suicide, but they don't know. They've never found a body. Apparently in Britain or in England, there's a presumed dead category that they can classify you in, but they didn't do that until 2008. However, a book that was written in the relatively recent time period claims that apparently he was obsessed with disappearing, changed his name and moved to Israel.
Okay, that settles it. Yeah. All right. Case closed.
I mean, I don't think based on what's happening in the world right now that he'd want to be living in Israel. Maybe he'll come back from the missing and be like, get me out of here. All right. This one maybe is a little bit more up here. Well, there's going to be a lot of who's, but they are vaguely famous. Joe Pichler, or Pickler.
Who?
2006. He was in Varsity Blues.
Okay.
He's been in a few other things. Oh, Beethoven 3 and 4.
Oh, classics.
Stopped watching after one.
Oh, see, there you go. You missed it. But he was...
Maybe I'll watch all 12.
So he was out driving. So I moved into a new space. I finally went down to the basement like I should have been doing for years now.
Yeah, now you're a cellar dweller.
Yeah, but there I'm still working out some of the iron, some of the wrinkles. I got to iron out the details, like better lighting down here. So,
and sound quality.
Okay. I can hear you guys just fine. I'm trying to stay close to the microphone. I did notice it was a little echoey, so I might have to figure out. Jeremy, you and I might have to talk about how to fix echo at a later date. Okay. Anyway, so back to Joe Pickler. They found his car with a note that maybe was a suicide note, but that it wasn't like directly like a suicide note. But he had, most of his friends said he had been in a good spirits. But again, nobody has been found. And so that was 2006. It's now 2024. He's still listed as missing because there's no evidence. There's nothing. Like, gone.
What are the conspiracies with that one?
There wasn't a lot of conspiracies with that one. This one, however, has a lot of conspiracies attached to it. And is one of the stranger ones that I think we're going to cover. Howard Holt in 1967, the Australian Prime Minister. So basically the President of Australia. While actively being the Prime Minister, not like, you know, after he retired or got voted out of office, actively was the Prime Minister, went swimming off the beach in Melbourne and then was never seen or heard from again.
I'm going to take sharks. A wild guess. Yeah.
Sharks.
It was sharks, too.
Aliens? Well, alien sharks?
He was an excellent snorkeler and was known to be able to hold his breath for up to 2 minutes, although he wasn't necessarily a strong swimmer.
I will need doggy petal.
He possibly was killed by the CIA because he was pulling Australia out of Vietnam and we weren't happy about it. The North Vietnamese killed him for not pulling out of Vietnam. Or he was a Chinese spy and was collected by a submarine.
Oh, it's okay. The sharks with lasers.
But it was physically impossible for a sub to be in the general area where he went missing. And his wife later said that he hated Chinese food, so that she doesn't believe that theory at all. But it was a pretty big theory that people ran with and still kind of do. But that's absolutely insane to me. Could you imagine, like, the president of the United States going, I'm going to go for a swim, and then just vanishing?
I mean,
sounds kind of peaceful.
Just like, la-di-da, gone.
Gone.
I mean, now granted, it is Australia where 9 out of 10 animals are trying to kill you.
Yeah, if not more.
The crazier part about it was is that, like, so the prime minister of Australia went missing, and it barely even hit, like, the U.S. news, like, the fifth page. On, like, a major world leader just gone. And we're like, who cares?
What year was that?
1967.
That'll do it.
I'm not sure how much it would actually happen today.
With social media, you'd hear about it quicker.
Probably. And the conspiracy theories would be much crazier.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure aliens definitely came into a factor in there somewhere.
I think that was just easily sharks.
Yeah, are the rip current just grabbed him, brought him under, and even though he could hold his breath for 2 minutes, like, yeah, it's going to, but yeah, you're probably right.
He got taken back to Atlantis.
We'll get to that in a little bit. All right, we have, this one's for you, Justin.
All right.
Bison Daley, a.k.a. Brian Williams. Played in the NBA from 91 to 99.
I knew more of the Amelia Earhart one than I know this one.
This guy played for the Bulls, was definitely on at least one of the six championships. After he retired from the NBA, he changed his name from Brian Williams to Bison Daley.
Okay.
But he went missing in 2002.
They all changed their names to something weird.
He might have been one of the first ones, because that would have been before... Meta World Peace, Ron Artest.
Yeah, I think World Be Free was still before that, though.
Which one was World Be Free?
I can't remember what his actual name is. I mean, I don't have my electronic device other than my laptop, but I'm not smart enough to jump back and forth between screens.
I'm kind of surprised I remember that Ron Artest used to be Meta World Peace or vice versa.
Yeah. Reem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, but that one makes a little bit more.
Yeah, I can't remember what World Be Free's name was, but I know he played for the Cavaliers.
But anyway.
Jeremy, get on that, would you?
Oh, sure. Any minute now, you'll have the answer.
Anyway, good old Bison Daley was sailing to Hawaii.
Carson Daly?
Yeah, Carson Daly, if only. Bison Daley was sailing to Hawaii. And
from where?
From California, probably.
All right, it's quite a sail.
But, you know, he had a boat, and his girlfriend, the captain, and himself, and were never seen or heard from again. However, the boat and his brother did find their way back to the mainland, where they found him about 10 days after he was supposed to be. There were traces of blood and gunpowder and nothing that could actually definitively prove what happened.
His brother killed him and threw him overboard.
Yeah. Apparently... Even though they had blood and gunpowder, there wasn't enough evidence, which has always been kind of weird. But then his brother died of an overdose a couple days after that, or while they were trying to interrogate him.
But live with the guilt. I was going to blame the Kraken until you said the boat was found.
Good old Kraken.
Yeah.
We have Connie Converse.
The shoe company?
She was a singer-songwriter in 1974. She's widely regarded as, like, one of the first modern singer-songwriters. Like, she was doing it before, like, Bob Dylan and them were really getting big there. Like, she was, but she never hit that level of fame. Like, she was, like, you know how sometimes being the first through the door isn't always the best? Like,
yeah,
you know, sure. Like, sometimes you want to be, like, the second or third, maybe fifth guy through the door. Because, like, you got the first person's got to lay the groundwork.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what her that's her problem was. She wrote a whole bunch of letters telling everybody that she wanted to be done with music and everything, and then she got in her car and left. And wow. No one has ever found the car or her again.
She must have had a psychotic break.
Yeah.
So she was disillusioned that all these other people that for getting famous, not her. I guess in 2011, 2010, some people rediscovered some of her tapes, and she kind of had like a mini breakout, like not obviously, you know, too huge since none of us have really heard of her, but you know, kind of a little resurgence, a little like, ooh, Kelly Converse, she's real good. But nobody's found her. Like, there's a bunch of rumors that she just moved to Michigan and changed her name and became a teacher, or they just
I guess if you're going to move anywhere, you might as well move to the Midwest.
Yeah, well, we are better.
We just don't care.
Yeah, so she just up and disappeared. Let's talk about Michael Rockefeller.
Rockefeller Plaza.
He is related to the people who Rockefeller Plaza named for. Michael Rockefeller was the son of Governor of New York Nelson Rockefeller and future Vice President Nelson Rockefeller. Of the Rockefeller fame family, the super rich, super probably still in power family, was out on a boat trip in New Guinea. His boat tripped, overturned, and he swam to shore. The people saw him make it to shore. But by the time they got to him, no one ever saw or heard from him again.
Cannibals.
You know what? You're not wrong. That's the biggest competing theory, that the cannibals did capture him. And the son of who was going to be the Vice President of America was kidnapped, killed, and eaten by cannibals or crocodiles.
Would you still be kidnapped if there's like no ransom? Is that still being kidnapped?
Don't know.
I have questions.
Okay, well, I mean,
I'm still waiting for Google to get back to me on what World Be Free's original name was.
Yeah.
A lot of people also said that Nelson Rockefeller faked his death so that he could kill black people and steal all their resources.
Classic.
But yeah, it's just crazy to me that like you can have somebody who is somebody as powerful as the governor of New York with the millions, or not even millions, billions of dollars, even in... I didn't write down the year for that one. Like, I wrote down everything else. Well, he was vice president, so it would have been like the 60s or 70s. So millions and billions of dollars, one of the most powerful families in the country. And like, you know, I guess if cannibals don't care about money.
No.
They just
can't eat money. They could buy steak, though. That's way better than people.
How do you know?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean,
don't ask questions, Jeremy.
I don't think Jeremy was the one asking questions. I think he was just making a statement. Would you?
What?
Would you?
Eat a human being?
Yeah. If you had the opportunity.
Fuck no.
You're not curious at all?
Only if I was like on an island starving to death.
It becomes the purge gets instituted. All crime is legal.
Okay, still not eating somebody.
That's not enough to eat a human being.
All right. I don't know if I would either, but I'm just...
there's steak.
I mean, you know. Anyway, all right, before we keep going down that one, we have, to stay in the world of politics, we have Theodosia Burr, 1813, Aaron Burr's daughter.
Named what? Theodosia?
Theodosia.
All right, original.
They had weird names back then.
We have weird names now.
That is true. I'm surprised Theodosia hasn't made a comeback because she was involved in that Hamilton play. She was on a ship from South Carolina to New York that was never seen or heard from again. There are four or five different versions of pirates, depending on what version you want to hear. Or it was just a simple shipwreck.
I'm going pirates.
Well, I mean, why wouldn't we? I mean, I think, honestly, most of these we can just mark down as alien, right?
Well, one was a shark.
Okay.
Clear and obvious shark. Or Atlantis.
We'll
get there.
We have Jean Spangler in 1949. She was a bit actress. She had been in a little movie. She had been in a bunch of like bigger movies, but like nothing. Like, she was like girl number two or woman in dress on left. You know, it's like she didn't really have.
Classic.
She was working with, you know, like she was probably going to be bigger, but you know, you got to put in your dues first.
How was she related to Egon?
Probably her, I mean, in 1949, grandmother, maybe mother.
Could be an aunt.
She said she was going grocery shopping, and they found her purse 2 days later, miles away in a different park from the grocery store, with a note that said, "Kirk can't wait any longer. Going to the doctor. It will be best that way while my mother will be best this way while mother is away. Going, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I get it. Dr. Scott." That's important, because they never found a Dr. Scott or a Kirk.
like abortion gone wrong.
That is what most people think, but like nobody in her family knew anybody named Kirk, and none of the Dr. Scotts in the area had anybody with her name as a patient. So they think maybe it was possibly an underground doctor.
It could be a Captain Kirk.
She had been in a movie with Kirk Douglas, but you know, Kirk Douglas was like, I don't even know who you're talking about. Get out of here.
That's what they all say.
There have been multiple sightings throughout the years in various different parts of the world. None of them have ever been corroborated. One of the big theories is that she became a victim of the Black Dahlia killer. But what's going on over there?
I don't know.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Keep going.
I think Jeremy's immersed in something else here.
Don't worry.
There's also a big rumor that she was on the run from the mob because she might have been involved as like a mob girlfriend, and maybe she saw herself, did something that went afoul, and so she changed her name and moved around the country. That's why people get it.
Okay.
Most people seem to think possibly. But, you know, again, nobody has ever been found, so...
And nobody knows who Kirk is, or Dr. Scott.
Or Dr. Scott. So even in the world of... somewhat limited fame, you can go missing. So you got to be careful out there and make sure that people know where you are or can find you at all times.
Except now people can track your phones.
How
long until you get microchipped?
Not much, to be quite honest.
Would you willingly get microchipped?
No.
No? Jeremy?
What's the upside?
They know where you are.
Oh, why would you willingly do that?
I don't know. What would the upside be of that?
You could get into your building quicker.
Like
you use it as a key fob.
Yeah, just right in your palm. Beep.
Yeah, that'd be kind of nice.
So they throw an RFID tag in like your wrist and you the door.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Imagine if you could pay for your groceries that way. You like with the tap and go. You just put your hand over it.
I mean, they probably would like that. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I mean, it would make things easier.
If you could use it to access buildings and pay for purchases quicker, but it also tracked your location, would you do it?
Oh, go ahead.
I don't think I would. I'm not. Not that
I'm already tracking my phone.
Not that I'm doing anything wrong, but you know, I don't know. I'm just not comfortable with that idea. So that's a. That's maybe a topic that we'll come back to.
Yeah. What about Jimmy Hoffa?
I left him off the list because, I mean, I feel like that one's pretty obvious.
But Amelia Earhart you put on the list.
I had to start somewhere.
All right. That's fair.
I mean, there were a couple others that people were like.
The Lindbergh baby? I don't think so. I don't know, though. Okay. For all I know, you're the Lindbergh baby.
That's doubtful. But, I mean, there were a couple on the list that were like, they found his car next to the Golden Gate Bridge, but we never saw or heard from the body, and he left a suicide note.
From the body.
Well,
we didn't hear from the body.
Well, I mean, you obviously couldn't, but...
Like the guys who escaped from Alcatraz.
Yeah, see, I debated on whether or not to put those on there, because I didn't know the level of fame on that one. Plus, there wasn't as much fun conspiracy.
Yeah.
Plus, it's pretty... The Mythbusters did such a pretty good job of proving that there's almost no way they made it with the material. But I mean, Jimmy Hoffa, and the dude's dead, hands down.
At this point, yeah.
But like, even if it wasn't, I mean, he went missing because.
Yeah, and in the end zone in Giant Stadium. That's one of them. One of the conspiracies.
I think the Mythbusters did that one, and they brought out like the sonar machines and like went over the Giant Stadium, and they couldn't find it.
I don't know.
It's been a long time since I wonder if that's true.
Oh, no. That's a good question for Google, but Google's currently not doing its job.
It's broken today.
I can't be Google because I don't have my phone. I guess. Google 2.0 over there. Are you looking?
Okay. World B. Free was born Leonard Bernard Free.
And he played for the Cavs. Was that in the 70s or 80s?
He played for the Cavs in 82 to 80.
Yeah.
He played for the Sixers, the Clippers, the Warriors, the Cavs, the Sixers again, and then the Miami Tropics, not the Flint Tropics. Back to the Rockets, and then something called the Atlanta Eagles.
I just remember him with the Cavs. World be free.
All right, well then, what have anybody been watching?
It's so hard to remember. I'm assuming I've watched something in 4 weeks.
A month.
And I can't tell you what I've watched.
I can tell you what I watched, and this will bring back to Atlantis. I watched Aquaman 2 yesterday.
Another one?
yeah, I mean, it came out in theaters back in December and kind of was a bomb.
Yeah, that came out a while ago.
Oh, my God.
They finally put it on Max. They put it on Max a couple weeks ago, maybe even like before we took our little mini break. But
It did, because I watched the first one when the second one got released on there.
Now, much like,
never watched the second one.
Much like Wonder Woman 84, the first Wonder Woman was amazing. Loved that. Wonder Woman 84 was a hunk of shit. It was garbage. Aquaman was fun. The first Aquaman movie was fun. I enjoyed it. I thought they did a really good job of actually making that character into something worth watching. The second movie was awful. It was just the DCEU limping to a close, and then somebody walked up behind it and put two in the back of its.
Would that have been better, you think, if they didn't cut out all the herd stuff? Because then they cut out a lot of her stuff, or would it have still been junk?
I don't know how. See, there's different reports on how much they actually cut out of her. And there's nothing really definitive as to how much they cut out or how much they knew that she was a problem. So, like, they just minimized her involvement with the movie anyway. Because, you know, before the movie started filming, because I, you know, they've heard different rumors that, like, you know, Momoa and some of the other people were not happy that they didn't get rid of her. So, like, they kind of treated her differently while she was on set. I also heard, you know, I've also heard, and again, I don't know how much of any of this is true, but like Momoa just didn't care because he knew like everything was over and he was only doing it because he was contractually, so he wasn't taking it seriously.
Like, so is he going to be the next, is he going to be Lobo?
That's what everybody says, but who knows? I mean, he's also said he would like to stay doing the, Jason Momoa wasn't the problem with Aquaman. Everything else was the problem with Aquaman too. I mean, the CGI was bad. The script was bad. The other actors were bad.
Was Willem Dafoe in it?
He didn't want to come back, so they wrote him out.
So he knew it was bad. All right.
Yeah. It was just, it was so, like, we were just watching it. And, like, the parts that were supposed to be funny were just cringe. It was everything that's bad about the DC. I'll give you this. I would rather watch some of the Zack Snyder DCEU movies before I ever watch this one.
Wow. And you hate those.
I do. But yeah, I mean, it was awful. It was just straight awful.
Do we know what the first DC we're going to get with? Is it Gunn? Gunn's doing?
I don't know if it's called All-Star Superman or if they're just calling it Superman, but it's going to be the with, what's his name? Nathan Fillion as Guy Gardner. They're not doing the Hal Jordan Green Lantern. They're doing Guy Gardner. They're going to do, I can't remember if Hawkman's going to be in it, but there's going to be a bunch of other like low level DC characters showing up. They've said it's not an origin movie for Superman.
We don't need one.
We don't need one. I did rewatch that movie, the Christopher Reeve 1978 Superman last night. So for 1978, it holds up. Like, it's pretty good.
Well, yeah, that's a movie of your childhood.
I was born in 78. Calm the fuck down. I've been playing a lot of Hot Wheels Unleashed 2.
Nice.
That's fun. I'll say it's better, but not as good as the first game.
First game's a lot of fun, except for that stupid spider.
The spider is back, and every bit is annoying. So far, like, I haven't.
It misses you. It missed. There's no way.
Although there is a way to upgrade your car so that the spider webs are your car is impervious to.
Nice. Yeah.
Hit the spider with a shoe.
I haven't found a level with the tornadoes yet. What was some of the other ones from?
Well, the T Rex once in a while would.
Yeah, that
get,
one's
get Jeremy.
I know it would piss Jeremy off, but I never had a problem with the T Rex. What was? There's these little weird acid pools that you run over and it turns your car like pink and smokes, but it doesn't seem to do anything.
It's just like a visual thing.
Yeah, it's just like a visual thing. And it's not like on Mario Kart where like it affects your whole screen as well as the car.
Yeah.
I will say they fixed some of the mechanics. You know, when your car would like hit a spot and then go to a different track, so all of a sudden you'd like go upside down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then your car would just get lost and like you'd have to like hit RB to like restart all the time.
don't have an RB button on PlayStation.
Okay, well, whatever your version of the RB button is, but you know, they fix some of the mechanics when it comes to flipping upside down, so like that's not as much of an issue as it was. But there are no loot boxes.
Oh,
which I know was Jeremy's favorite part, like earning all the boxes to open.
Yeah, I don't know how many unopened crates I currently have sitting in there because I just don't want to open them up.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. So you gotta earn, but they, you know, I don't know. I've really thoroughly enjoyed it. I think it's there's a few things I would have done differently, like you know, without from the first game had that the second game doesn't. But like, there's a couple things in the second game where you're like, okay, it's kind of a mixed bag. It's really just more of the same. But they took the first one off of Game Pass, so like, if I want to play it, I gotta play the second.
All right. That makes sense, though. If they're going to put the newer one on, you might as well take the older one off.
Right. So we've been gone a month, and neither of you have watched anything.
I'm sure I have. I just can't remember it. I watch all kinds of stupid stuff, whether I remember it or not. I need to write this stuff down. I will. Because there's a couple movies me and Christy have watched. I didn't tell you what they were called, but we watched them. They were different, like, low-budget horror films and things like that.
Okay.
But Jeremy, nothing like mainstream that pops to mind. Like I said, I'll have to start writing this stuff down.
Okay. Jeremy, did you watch anything?
The next mid-season premiere of Chucky.
Oh, yeah. That I saw that came back. I need to finish. I need to, well, not finish. I need to actually start. Now that I've watched all the Child's Play movies, I need to, I've watched all of the Chucky movies, so I need to watch the series now.
What do you think of the franchise?
I've enjoyed it. I mean, it's ridiculous, but I mean, it was ridiculous from the first movie. So, but like Cult of Chucky and Seed of Chucky and all those other.
What did you think of Bride of Chucky?
It was so dumb, but so
it's dumb but good.
It's dumb but funny. Like it's enjoyable. The more Chucky movies I watch, the more I'm like, oh, I didn't like the remake as much as I thought I did, because it really got away from how stupid fun.
Is Aubrey Plaza?
Oh, that piece of shit! That yeah. Fucking sucked. I hated that.
Well, Nicholas hadn't seen the movies.
Like I had only ever seen like the first Child's Play movie when I saw the remake, and I was like, "Oh, this isn't bad." And then I saw the rest of them. I'm like, "Oh, this is why everybody hated it, because you guys got away from what was fun and what made the ones with Brad Renfro so much fun."
Renfro.
Isn't that not Brad Renfro?
Brad Dourif.
Wow, Brad Renfro. He died years ago. Brad Dourif. And now that his daughter's involved in the whole franchise. So.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those where, and if you watch the originals, you're like, this one's not good.
Yeah, I don't know what they were.
I'm going to go see Ghostbusters Frozen Empire on Tuesday.
I still haven't seen all of the latest Ghostbusters.
Afterlife? The new one with Paul Rudd?
Yeah. I haven't seen all of it yet.
That is disappointing, because that's thoroughly enjoyable.
I've started it. I never finished it.
What is wrong with you?
I work too much. I'm overworked and underpaid.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. Otherwise, I'm trying to. I don't know what I've watched. There's got to be something I watched. I mean, besides Oak Island, I don't know.
Have either of you started watching Top Chef or now that there's seasons in Wisconsin, are either of you going to watch this new season of Top Chef?
No.
I like cooking shows and game shows, and when they combine them, it's excellent, but I don't watch except for like Chopped, Guy's Grocery Games, and Cutthroat Kitchen.
I mean, obviously, I've been watching Top Chef anyway, but now that they're doing a season in Wisconsin, I skipped ahead because I was on season 15, and I think this is season.
Where in Wisconsin are they?
The first couple episodes were in Milwaukee. Like they did one of the episodes in the beer, at Miller, the beer caves.
Mm-hmm.
They've done this last episode. They were kind of going around. They went from Milwaukee to Madison because they were doing the, part of the Frank Lloyd Wright trail. They've done a big cheese challenge. They did a beer with a Miller. I'm waiting for the Bloody Mary challenge. I know that's coming.
Yeah. That would be one of my first guesses besides beer and cheese.
I know they filmed some of it, or at least part of an episode, at Elegant Farmer. Nice. Or out near Elegant Farmer. I know they were in McGuanago doing some stuff.
That's cool.
I'm expecting the preview for the next one said they were doing a supper club challenge. So I think they're going to be going between Madison and Milwaukee a lot. mainly. I would not be surprised if they went up. I think the first episode or the second episode had a Door County Cherry Challenge. So,
all right. Did the mayor of Door County make an appearance?
No.
That's disappointing.
I feel like there's something I don't know about that.
Jeremy?
AJ Dillon, man.
Oh, okay.
Quadzilla himself, the quad father.
Right. That's coming up pretty soon, the draft, isn't it?
Thursday.
Okay. Okay, then. Yeah.
I think it's this Thursday. This Thursday or next Thursday.
So it's been an interesting season so far. I'm a little disappointed that they, of all the chefs, they only had one Milwaukee guy.
Yeah, especially if they're coming to Milwaukee.
Right. They got like, you know, what is it, like 13 or 14? No, 15 chefs to start the season. And only one of them, there was like two from Chicago, but only one from the Milwaukee region. I was like, that's kind of disappointing. But
yeah,
maybe other guys didn't fly. I don't know. Who knows? All right. I guess, does anybody have anything they're looking forward to?
I mean, that movie with Henry Cavill comes out soon.
Oh, yeah. The Uncivilized Gentleman Warfare.
Yeah, whatever it is. That's coming out, I think, this week.
Yes, I do want
to
see that.
I'm looking forward to it. Probably won't see it in theaters because I haven't been to a movie in a long time. But that's something I'm looking forward to.
Okay.
I don't know what else is on the docket.
Argyle just hit Apple Plus. That other Henry Cavill movie with him and Sam Rockwell and John Cena and Dua Lipa and
okay
Bryce Dallas Howard. I didn't go see that one in the theaters, but I
want
it.
So I can watch that one if I want. It's on Apple Plus. Maybe I'll try to watch a new movie tomorrow. So I'll write it down.
Okay. All right, that is your mission from now on. When you watch something that you think you want to talk about.
Even if I don't want to talk about it, write it down.
Do what I do. They're on the phone, get yourself a notepad app, or maybe your phone already has a notepad app.
It does, because that's how I keep track of my hours at
start
the school.
Start a separate note for like things I watched, things I want to talk about.
Yeah, I'm going to get a journal, journal.
I'm not asking you to do a journal. Just write down like.
It's a podcast journal. It's a horse with a sword on its head. I'd say at least one of you gets that.
I'm not sure either of us got it.
Isn't that Scrubs? Dorian has his journal.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, and it's a unicorn. He says it's a horse with a sword on its head. Right. Okay. Now I remember.
Protecting his thoughts.
All right, well, then I guess if you were flying around the world and you ran out of gas because you don't know how to do math or...
Whoa. I'm not letting you badmouth her.
How dare you?
Or an alien took you, or maybe you were out gallivanting around in an area with cannibals without protection. Just remember that stupid never walks alone.
Comic books have been around for almost a century. And in the last two decades, we've finally gotten to see many of these characters brought to life in movies and on TV. On the Moving Panels podcast, we discuss movies and TV shows based on, inspired by, and adapted from the world of comic books. Join me and my guests as we discuss both the good and the bad from Marvel, DC, and even some of the lesser-known comic book companies. Learn what is and isn't from the comics, as well as our nerdy review of the movie or show. New episodes drop every Monday, and you can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. So join us for Moving Panels, and I'll see you on the other side of the page.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and listen to an 80s flick flashback podcast once in a while, you could miss it. Do you love movies of a certain age? Do you miss the days of VHS tapes, VCRs, and the video rental stores? Does the thought of another 80s movie being remade seem inconceivable? My name is Tim Williams. I'm the creator and host of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. On each episode, I'm joined by guest co-host to discuss one of the many movies released in the 1980s. We share our first-time watch memories, our favorite scenes, and even learn some behind-the-scenes stories about the cast and crew along the way. New episodes are released every other Friday on your favorite podcasting platform. So make like a tree, get out of here, and go listen to an excellent episode of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. The ad is over. Go home. Go.